So it's 7:30, it is the Cat Radio, and I am now joined, for other than here, with Marco from Poets of the Fall. How are you, Marco?
I'm very good, thank you very much.
So if people don't know who you are, you're a five-piece rock band from Finland. Who plays what?
Well, our drummer Jari is on the drums, and we got two guitarists, Oli and Jaska. We got a guy on the bass, his name is Jani, and of course we got Marcus on the keyboards, and then there's myself. I'm Marco, I'm the vocalist.
So the band's called Poets of the Fall. It's a very unique name, I think.
Yeah, it's one of those, you know, it's like a brainchild. We were writing down loads and loads of names, trying to find something that would describe the music and its mood and its vibe and everything. And I think we had like two sheets of paper full of names, and I just suddenly wrote down Poets of the Fall. And it was Ollie and myself, and we were looking at the names, and he just stopped me, and I said, that's it right there, like, stop writing. And I was like, Poets of the Fall, all right, yeah, sounds about right, what's it all about, you know? And then we started thinking about it and talking about it, and finally we just decided this is going to be the name, because it actually fits the bill very well.
So you've been in the industry for about 16 years now. How do you think your sound has changed over those years? Like, how do you think it's progressed?
I think we've sort of gone through phases where we've gone like very sort of poppy and then a bit more grindy and gnarly, and then we've gone back to being just like classic rock, and I think we're down to earth now for a stretch at least, you know. We'll see where it goes from here, but it's more like, you know, earthy tones and something that really is tangible, and you can sort of grab a hold of it and hold it to yourself and sort of feel it, you know. I think that's the way, and I kind of hope that as artists we are people who want to develop all the time and find something new and new ways of expressing ourselves, and you know.
And I'm guessing as a band you have many musical influences.
Oh, tons, yeah. I mean, just like there's not enough time in the world to go through all them. But yeah, it's true. Musical influences are huge and varied, and of course the way we get sort of the inspiration to the music is just following, looking at, keeping our eyes and ears open about everyday life, because there's so many things happening around us, whether it's in the news or just something that you come across on the street or when a friend talks to you, whatever it is, you know. And we sort of try to pick our ideas and inspirations from there.
I was going to say, what inspiration did you have for your song Children of the Sun? Because Children of the Sun is very different from your single Drama for the Life.
Children of the Sun, this is going to be a second single from the album, and I think the point of it is, as the album's called Clear View, and then Children of the Sun is one of the songs on the album that sort of depicts a clear view. Like, you know, if you have a very, very muddied mind in a way, there's too many thoughts going, like in a pinball machine, just like popping every there, and you're very unclear of your direction and who you are and how you want to be and what's important to you. But once you get sort of out of that mood, you know, everything becomes clarified and your mental state is clear and all that. And I mean, if you think about a cloudy sky, and if those clouds are your thoughts, and then when, you know, in the end, you don't concentrate on the thoughts so much, then you can see the sun come out. And I think literally we're also made of the same energy, everyone, you know. So it's a song that connects people in a very, very unique way. I can see when I'm playing it live, you know, how people sort of come together and feel the song, and then when they sing it, while we're singing it and everything, it's one of those things that goes like, yeah, it's actually true that we're all here, and it doesn't really matter what you're going through. In the end, the sun does tend to come out, and we're all there and waiting for it, and we can experience the joy that we already have inside us. It doesn't really matter if there's, you know, hardship in your life, you're still one of the children of the sun, and, you know, things will turn out right.
Other than here.
That was Children of the Sun by Poets of the Fall here on the Cat Radio. It is the Weekend Wind Down with me, Bex Brighty. And right now on the phone, we're currently speaking to Marco from Poets of the Fall. So you're recently touring in Europe. How are you finding your UK gigs?
Oh, absolutely splendid. I mean, it's really, really nice to come back here. It's the third time that we're in the UK playing for people, and we have four cities this time, and places have been full, packed, sold out, and lots of people coming to the VIPs, and everybody's very happy. And it's really, it's fun for us to meet people and talk to them and see, you know, what they've gotten out of the music and the new album, how they like it. And of course, you know, they have their questions about different songs and stuff, and it's fun to kind of answer, because it also brings us back to the songs, like, yeah, that's actually a, you know, a good point to make, and that's a good question, because it got me thinking of a song in a different way and everything. So yeah, it's been very good.
And how do you find the music scene here? Like, do you keep on top of it, or is it all brand new when you come over?
I think it changes very rapidly, so that, you know, you go away and you come back, and it's a bit different every now and then, but it's really nice to sort of get in touch with that as well. And some of the people in our band are really, like, on top of the music scene, like, constantly and all the time. Myself, when I'm writing the music, I don't really tend to listen to so much, so whenever I do, it seems like I kind of find something new.
So you're on your Europe tour. What do you think's next?
I think after we go back home from the UK, we're just going to take some time off a little bit, because we've been touring since last September, and before that we were writing the album and touring at the same time. So I think we'll just you know, take a breather for a little bit, and then we go back and tour in Finland for the spring, and then I have no clue what happens after that, but, you know, hopefully something good.
Well, thank you very much for talking to me. Wish you the best of luck for your album and your singles as well.
Thank you, Vex. Thanks, very kind. Thank you.
This is the Weekend Wind Down.